broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday, September the 13th, 2021. You know, I just put the wrong thing in the computer. Now I've got to redo this. You see, once again, if I showed up to rehearsal in the morning, I would know what I was doing. We thank Nan Whaley for coming on this morning. I appreciate that, getting up early on this Monday morning. But, you know, she and the mayor left me out at the Popcorn Festival. How can this be? Does anybody know if Mike DeWine was over at the Popcorn Festival? You know, I know people get together at these events, and I don't know if they did or not. Give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. Now I think I got the problem fixed. Thank goodness. Now the question on the table right now is, does anybody know what store, the three businesses, I'll get this right eventually, the three businesses that are where Kroger on 95 is now. Now, in hour number one, we had Eva Pollock, Kelly, John, Judy Smith, and Kelly. Kelly won the tickets to the Wild. She can pick those up today between 4 and 5. But we do still have Wild's tickets to give away, Columbus Zoo tickets to give away. Kelly, can you come in today between 4 and 5 and get those? Give me a buzz if you're still out there listening. 740-383-9944. Now, the question again on the table right now, trivia-wise, what three stores have been where Kroger on 95 is located now? What three stores have been where Kroger on 95 is located now? 740-383-9944. Now, speaking of Big Bear, what was the original location of Big Bear? I don't think it's the original location of Big Bear in Marion, but where was Big Bear at before they moved to the Walmart Plaza? Does anybody remember that? Where was the original location of Big Lots in Marion? Back then it was known as Odd Lots. Does anybody know that? There's three questions for you. 740-383-9944. Again, we'll be giving away tickets to the Wilds and Columbus Zoo. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Where was the original location of Big Lots in Marion? Can you name the three stores that have been where Kroger's on 95 is right now? And, you know, I don't have these questions written down, so this is all off the top of my head this morning. The original location of Big Lots. Does anybody remember the original location of Big Lots in Marion? Back then it was known as Odd Lots. All right, phone lines are open, coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here if you know the answers to any of these scintillating questions. Go ahead, caller.
Original location of Big Bear was on Main Street where the Catholic Church parking lot is now.
Well, the location before their last location.
Oh, this was the original location.
Right. So I'm looking for the location before their last. Now their last location
were the fitness center, and the Ollie's is.
Well, it was.
They moved around the corner.
It was down there in the plaza. I'm not sure where Big Bear started, though. I know it didn't start where Ollie's is, because Meyer was there.
No, it started on Main Street.
No, I mean the which building was actually Big Bear?
It's been torn down. It's where the parking lot is for the Catholic Church now.
No, I mean in the plaza.
Oh, it was, well, when they extended the building, there used to be a drive-through there where they could get around and they get to the back end. When they extended it over and added Ollie's and the other two stores, Big Bear was on the right there, about where Dunham's is now.
Well, I think Big Bear was long gone by the time Ollie's came.
Oh, yeah. They built those other stores in there, but the original location was there, probably where Dunham's is.
Well, that's what I was thinking, because I'm trying to remember how far Meyer extended down. It was quite a way.
They finished building that building, and Myers moved into that building. It was Wells first, had a standalone, and they tore that down and then extended it down from Big Bear, and Myers was in there.
Yeah, I don't know what year Big Bear moved out of there. I know it would have had to have been in the 90s, because the Walmart was built in 90. So that little shopping center popped up in 90. So it would have had to have been they were not the first store out there.
No, don't put me in the drawing. I don't want to be in there.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
bye-bye. Yes, the Big Bear before the next to last one was in the Merriam Plaza, kind of where Dunham's is now, in that area, next to Ollie's. Okay, that's where the Big Bear was before the last location of Big Bear was. Now, the questions, where was the original Big Lots in Marion? The original Big Lots, where was that at? Can you name the three stores that were located since 1990 where Kroger on 95 is now? Does anybody know the name of those three stores? There were three stores in that location. Does anybody know what the name of those three stores are? 740-383-9944. So the three stores that are where Kroger is now on 95. Where was the original Big Lots in Marion located? It was not where it is now. Now here's another one for you. Can anybody name the three stores, the most recent three stores, that are where Ollie's is? Does anybody know that one? Ollie's is in there now, but there were two stores in there before that. Does anybody know what those two stores were? 740-3839. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll go back three. One was not a store. One was a business. But there were two stores in there before that business. So where Ollie's is now, there was a business, and then there were two other stores in there. Does anybody know what they are? Go ahead, caller.
Was Clyde Evans in where Kroger's is?
That's what it is, Clyde Evans. It was originally a Clyde Evans. People always forget that store.
Yep.
You know, I believe that was Marion's first 24-hour supermarket.
Oh, really?
I think it was. I'm pretty sure it was.
I think it was
Lima. Oh, what's that?
I think they were from Lima.
Are there any of them left at this point?
I'm not sure.
Yep, Clyde Evans. You got it. Who are we going to put in the drawing?
Oh, I don't care.
Anybody?
Whoever you want to.
Okay, whoever comes up, we'll put them in.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, so you'll get two entries if you call in next. Yes, Clyde Evans, Big Bear, and Kroger have had that location out on 95. Clyde Evans, Big Bear, and Kroger. Those would be the ones. All righty, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, out there where Ollie's is now, I remember the first store I remember in there was King's, and then there was a Winks after King's.
You know, this is where it gets confusing, because I know there have not been that many stores in there. I don't know. King's, now I remember Rink's. I think Rink's was in there right before Meyer.
Yeah.
But I don't remember King's, and I don't remember Wells, and I don't think both of those stores were in there before Rink's.
King's was, because I used to go to the King's when I was a kid.
So was Wells there?
I don't remember Wells. The first one I remember in there was King's.
Now, what year would that have been?
Oh, that was in the 70s.
Yeah, because Meyer moved, well, Rinks was in there probably the early 80s, and Meyer's, I think, also took over the early 80s. But
yeah.
I don't remember Wells being there.
No, I don't remember Wells. Unless they were in there before King, I might have been too young to remember Wells, but I remember King.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, if they all were in there, that building has been habitated by quite a few businesses.
Yeah, it's been well used.
Yeah, you got that right. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, so the question is, starting with Ollie's, going backwards, there was a business in there, and then there were two stores in there. What have been the last three businesses in that building where Ollie's is now? One was an office building, and then the other two were businesses. Does anybody know what they are? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the original location of Big Lots in Marion? The original location of Big Lots. Now, the building where Big Lots is now, does anybody remember what was in there before Big Lots? There's a question for you. Does anybody remember Clyde Evans? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Wells Department Store over there.
So what?
It was Will.
Uh huh.
It was Will. And it was there. And there for a while, next to where that building is, was the Big Bear for a while.
So when did King's come in?
Yep. The original Big Bear, well, it was downtown, the small store. But they moved up on North Main Street, where the parking lot is, where the Catholic Church is now. My sister worked at that store before they moved out to Marion Mall.
Oh, interesting. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right. Well, this is an interesting question now about the store there where Ollie's is now. Now, the question I'm asking is, before Ollie's, there was an office building, and then there were two stores in there. Does anybody remember what they are? But I don't know what the chronology would have been with Wells and King's and Rinks. I don't know. I remember Rinks, but other than that, I don't remember. Go ahead, caller.
Cable Fulfillment was in there.
Yep, Cable Fulfillment before Ollie's.
And then there was a drugstore, and I can't remember the name.
Yeah, that was one of the biggest debacles in Marion history.
Yeah, there was such a big scandal over the thing because somebody was siphoning off money from the business.
Now, do you remember what was in there before the drugstore?
A department store, and my aunt used to work there.
Yeah. Well, it was, I tell you, it was funny because the drugstore, and I'm going to wait and see if anybody remembers the name, but it was so funny because the department store moved out, and it was kind of in bad shape. I think that's one of the reasons the department store moved out. And this drugstore came in, and they redid that whole building, and they redid the whole front of it, and they had this huge grand opening, and then they were closed within a year because of this whole money issue.
Yes, and I'm sorry, the name has slipped my mind.
Well, we'll see if anybody out there remembers it, but I'm glad you remember it. Did you ever go in there?
I haven't been in there for a long time. I worked there when I worked at Cable.
Oh, you worked over at Fulfillment?
Yes.
Yeah, it was a nice building. It's been a nice building since that drugstore remodeled it, but too bad they didn't get to enjoy it.
Yes.
Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, now we've got the business that was in there. Of course, that was Cable Fulfillment. I know a lot of people work there. So prior to Ollie's, it was Cable Fulfillment. Prior to Cable Fulfillment, it was this drugstore. And then prior to the drugstore, there was a department store in there. Does anybody know the name of that drugstore or the department store that preceded the drugstore? 740-383-9944. That's where Ollie's is located now here in Marion. Nobody knows where the original Odd Lots was here in Marion. That's interesting. Where was the original Odd Lots or Big Lots or whatever you would want to call it? What was in the Big Lots building where Big Lots is now before Big Lots? Now, Big Lots has been there since the late 80s. What was in there before them? Go ahead, caller.
This is Kelly calling in for my ticket.
Yes, yes. Can you come get those today between 4 and 5?
Absolutely. And where will I pick those up at?
We are over on... Do you remember where Ann's Carryout used to be?
I do not.
Okay, on South Prospect Street, if you come up Washington, do you know where Washington is?
Okay.
Okay, come up Washington, and you'll see three empty lots. And we are the first house to the left on South Prospect of the empty lots.
Okay, so the address is, what's the address?
523 South Prospect. It's kind of hard to see the numbers. We need to get a sign out there. But
I'll see you at 4.
See you at 4. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
All right, well, today... Kelly will be in to pick up her Wilds tickets. Now, does anybody know the original location of Big Lots in Marion? We still don't have that. What was in the current Big Lots building before Big Lots? I remember when they shut down. That was a big issue. And down where Ollie's is, we had cable fulfillment before Ollie's, but before that there was a drugstore, and before that there was a department store. Does anybody know what they were? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Was Odd Lots or out at the old Bargain City?
No, not at Bargain City.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. No, Odd Lots was not out at Bargain City. Where was the original Odd Lots at? Does anybody know? Or... what store was in the building where Big Lots is now? Does anybody know that one? Or prior to that, we're down at Ollie's. We know that Cable Fulfillment was in there before Ollie's. But what were the two businesses prior to Cable Fulfillment going in that business, going in that building? Go ahead, Gala.
Was not out at Bargain City.
Go ahead.
Where was the original Odd Lots at?
Hello?
Does anybody know?
Well, I think we lost that caller. Give us a buzz back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We would love to talk to you. What was in the Ollie's building before Cable Fulfillment? There was a drugstore in there, and there was a department store in there. Does anybody remember what their names were? Where was the original Big Lots in Marion? What was in the Big Lots building before Big Lots? Go ahead, caller.
Yes, you brought up Bargain City. Does anybody know what's in Bargain City now, what they use it for?
You know, I don't know. It looks like some kind of either office or storage space.
Yeah, I presume it was warehousing space or something, but that's... that building's got to be in bad shape.
Well, you know, it looks like they fixed up the one part a little bit for office space, but I don't really know other than that. You know, I don't know why, because North Main Street right now is doing pretty well. I don't know why nobody has ever tried to develop it. Nobody ever tore it down.
Yeah, the Bargain City just sat there.
Yeah, it's just, and no, usually places like that, like when Smith Cardinal went out, they tore it down. I don't know why that building still stands out there.
I wonder why they tore Smith Cardinal down, didn't try to sell it and get somebody in there.
You know, Bob Smith was on here at one point way back, and he's left us since then, but he was back, I think, on in 2015. I don't remember if he told us why or not, but he gave us the whole story on Smith Cardinal. I know his daughter listens from time to time. Maybe if she's out there, she can call in and tell us why they tore it down.
I heard at one time there was a smoke shop going to go in at that location. But that never panned out.
You know, I don't even know who owns it at this point. I know the Smith Cardinal there was, the sign was there for a long time, but I think even that's gone now.
But you think he could have sold it with the building and somebody would have put something in it. That was a pretty nice building.
Well, I'll tell you, it was a very unique grocery store. It was definitely a throwback grocery store, and a lot of people in that area liked it, but it just one day it was gone.
It didn't have to be a grocery store. You know, another business could have went in it, but they just tore it down.
Yeah, I don't know why they tore it down. I can't remember if Bob told us or not. If I get a chance, I'll try to listen to that interview. But, yeah, it definitely is gone.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, does anybody know? We interviewed Bob Smith probably 5 or 6 years ago. I don't remember why they tore down Smith Cardinal. I can't remember what the reasoning was for that. If anybody knows, give us a buzz. I know Bob's daughter listens from time to time. Maybe she knows why they tore down the building or who owns that land at this particular point. 740-383-9944, or what is out in the old Bargain City out there on North Main Street. That is the weirdest building location, because there hasn't been any kind of department store in that building for probably 40 years, and nobody's ever developed it, nobody's ever knocked it over. The old parking lot lights are even still out there on North Main Street. It's kind of strange. First Big Lots. Where was the first Big Lots in town? Does anybody know that? What were the two stores that preceded Cable Fulfillment where Ollie's is now? The two stores that preceded Cable Fulfillment where Ollie's is now. Does anybody know that? Marion history this morning is the topic. A fun topic to do here. Stores all over town, businesses, commerce. Now, you know what's interesting? Over the weekend, I was out at Jeannie Evers' house, and she gave me a book on the Marion Power Shovel, 1884 to 1984. And I'll tell you, this is a very interesting book. I guess it was a commemorative book that was put out in 1984. But basically, it chronicles things that were going on in 1984. The shovel was just an interesting place. There's even some reprints of some articles in here that are pretty interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, out where Ollie's was that an Albert grocery store or A&P?
Not an Albers or an A&P. It was known as a drugstore prior to Cable Fulfillment.
Oh, a drugstore.
Yeah, but do you remember the name of the drugstore? It's only the only one of its kind in Marion that I ever remember.
No, I can remember the store, but I can't remember the name.
Now, do you remember what was in there before that drugstore? It was a very popular department store that's still here in Marion now.
No, I can't place that either.
Well, keep thinking. Give us a call back if it comes to you.
Now, who was a sheriff's department in town back? Has anybody got that?
No, you mean prior to being out on Williamsport?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I don't know where the sheriff's station was. Maybe somebody out there knows.
Now, that goes way back, too. Now, they were a hotel in there, too. Does anybody know where that is and when? I can't exactly tell you when, but I probably will tell you what was there back a few years ago. I mean, it's been a few years ago, I'm telling you. Anybody got any information on that, bring that up.
So now, which was the hotel?
Yeah, it was a hotel there at one time. And then there was the police station was right there, too. Not the police, but the sheriff.
Now, where was this?
What was it? You want me to tell you who it was, or you want somebody else to tell you?
Well, I don't remember this hotel. Where was the hotel at?
Hotel is where, and the sheriff's station both was where the courthouse parking lot. You know where the courthouse parking lot is?
Yeah.
Well, now, there was a hotel there at one time, and the sheriff's department was there, too.
Well, that's interesting. What was the hotel?
I can't have to name the hotel, but Overnar was the sheriff. Did anybody remember that? That was who it was when it was in town.
Huh. Well, we'll see if anybody knows out there. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see then, okay?
All right, bye-bye. All right, does anybody remember the sheriff's station and a hotel near the courthouse parking lot? Does anybody know anything about that? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here. We'd enjoy hearing from you. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, that used to be a King's, and then Meyer's brought King's out, and it became a Meyer's.
That's right. Meyer is the one I'm looking for. So what was the name of that drugstore after Meyer, but before Cable Fulfillment got it?
I can't remember. I never was in that store. They weren't there very long.
So before Meyer, it was a King's.
Right. And then before that, I think it was a Wells.
Now, see, I thought it was Rink's at one point.
No, I don't think it was ever Rink's.
See, I thought Rink's came before Meyer.
No, it was King's.
King's.
King's. It was the King's. And then Meyer bought King's out, and it became a Meyer.
Hmm.
And then Meyer moved down 95.
Well, that's interesting. So where was Rink's at?
Rink's Bergen City was up there on North Main Street, last I knew.
Huh.
I don't think it was ever anything. I don't think Rink's was ever anywhere else but there.
We'll have to go to the callers here because I thought we just had somebody called in who said Rink's was in where Ollie's is. But I don't know. Who knows?
I don't remember that. It was always called Rink's Bargain City.
Well, let's see what we can figure out.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, okay. See, this, the building here at Ollie's. Now, of course, I know. Well, let's take the calls here, and then we'll come back to this. Very interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm going way back now, and I swore that when Fashion Fair left the Southland Mall, that they, because it was Twin Fair and Fashion Fair both, I thought they went out and they built that building out there where, you know, we're talking about right now, the Bialys. And then it, Wells took over. They come in there, you know, because they were a big store. Well, when Wells left, then King's was there, I think, followed by Myers, like the gentleman said. And then, of course, Myers decided to build their big, you know, store out there on the east side. And as far as Avlots, didn't Avlots start there in the Plaza Shopping Center?
You got it.
Where, yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what's there now?
Mijal Pina. But Dollar Tree?
Whatever that dollar store is. Yeah, Mi Jalapeno, I think, is Smorgasbord. Isn't it?
Well, I thought the Smorgasbord was all the way down to the end by the bowling alley.
See, I thought the last location of Smorgasbord is where Mi Jalapeno, because when you still walk into Mi Jalapeno, they still have that big banquet room, which I thought was
It might have been. I just thought it was, it's possible, I guess. But then,
So Walmart, Big Lots would have been in between Smorgasbord and the bank.
Yeah. Then Big Lots, now, originally started as Rink's, didn't it?
Now, see, that's what I thought.
Yeah, when they moved from the Bargain City location out there where they built the big Rink's, and then they decided, like a lot of other stores, to relocate out on the east side there by the highway, and they built a Rink's out there, and then that ended up being Big Lots. But they were Odd Lots first, and then they changed it to Big Lots.
You know, that's interesting to me. Number one, people don't remember when Big Lots was down there where Family Dollar is now in the plaza.
But it was just a bunch of tables, Scott.
It really was. It was a different type of a store. Well, I remember when they announced that it was called Odd Lots back then. I remember when they announced that this little store was going to take over the Rinks building. And people said, well, gee whiz, you know, this is going to be awful. Because Rinks was, it wasn't, I wouldn't say a high-end store, but it certainly wasn't Odd Lots.
Well, it was a popular store in Marion.
Right, and they thought, well, Odd Lots can't take over that building. Well, here we are about 40 years later, and they're still there.
Yeah, well, they changed their whole plan, because I can still remember going into Odd Lots there in the plaza, and they're just a big bunch of tables set up with things thrown on them, so to speak. But it was fun. You know.
Oh, it obviously made money, or they wouldn't have been able to move out there. But this whole thing where Ollie's is, so it's Wells and King's.
Well, Farmore. Did I say Farmore?
Oh, that's it. You got it. That was the name of the drugstore, Farmore.
Yeah, okay. I forgot Farmore, yeah.
Yeah, now, didn't they had some kind of theft, wasn't it?
You know, I have no memory of why they left. There was just a problem, just like, first they were there, then they were gone. It's like, wow, you know, because I believe that, because then they have a Farmore in Mansfield there, and that's where I was familiar with it from.
Well, it was interesting because when Meyer left the building, I think one of the reasons they left was the building was in bad shape.
Mm-hmm.
And Farmore came in, and they took like 6 months remodeling that building. Mm-hmm. And they redid the front of it, and they put, you know, the poles and the, I don't know what you call that, the thing that the sign is on, they redid all that, mm-hmm. and put all that in there, and then Farmore opened up, and it was one of the biggest grand openings in Marion history. I remember it was huge, because everybody was waiting on it, and they weren't even there a year, and they were gone.
Right, that was very odd, you know, and of course I don't have a lot of memory about going into Farmore, but I'm sure I had my own drugstore back at that time, or maybe that's before I started taking drugs. Once you start taking them, you know, there'll be that one ailment you have that you have to take just general medicine for, and then you have to doctor all the time, and you also have to get your monthly pills.
Well, it's interesting to me that people forget Farmore, but they also forget Clyde Evans. Now, I remember Clyde Evans very well. I don't remember how long it was there out in the Walmart Plaza, but I remember when they opened, I think they were the first 24-hour grocery store in Marion.
I don't have any memory of it.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. And it was a big, they had a big red sign out front, and it was kind of like in cursive handwriting, Clyde Evans, and people used to go there. And I think one of the reasons was you could go late at night, because back then all the grocery stores closed at 9 and 10.
Well, were there any others around? Or was it one of a kind?
Well, I don't know if it was part of a chain. I would think it would be, because, you know, to be there next to Walmart, I would think that it was part of a chain, but they just...
But remember Kmart there, too, and that was that was a neat store. If you enjoyed your discount stores, got a lot of things in Kmart.
You know the thing about Kmart, and there was that story that persisted for years and years afterward that they closed the wrong store or whatever it was. You know, I just don't know if that story was ever true, because I remember right before they closed that store, they spent a lot of money remodeling it. And it really, the customers never came back. A matter of fact, I think after the remodel, less people went there.
Do you remember what took over there when they left?
Let's see. Well, I know the, Goodies is there now, right?
Goodies?
What is out there now?
Oh, Goodies. TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx. Wasn't there something like Goodies or...
Oh, there might have been, but this was a big electronic.
Oh, really? I don't
Wasn't
remember.
Wasn't it Sun TV?
I think they were out there. You're right.
Was that
prior to Gordon's?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that originally Kmart had that whole section. It was all Kmart. And then they kind of broke it up, and then... Well, yeah, I remember Sun TV.
Yeah, well, see, I'm pretty sure that Walmart kind of ran Kmart out.
Probably. It's possible, but I still liked it. We used to go over to Kenton if we wanted to get a fix, Kmart fix, but then all of a sudden, and Delaware, too, or Marysville.
You know, I don't know if there are any Kmarts or any Sears, because I know they merged at one point. I don't know if there are either one of those stores. I haven't seen one for a long time.
Right, yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
It was Farmore.
Yeah, Farmore.
Yep. Well, hey, thanks.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye. All right, there's Marion History for you. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. So now we know the original Big Lots, Odd Lots, was down in the Marion Plaza, where the Dollar General is now, right next to the bank. We know that Rinks preceded Big Lots in the building where they are now. And it was Myers, Farmore, Cable Fulfillment, and then Ollie's in the building there where Ollie's is now. And, of course, Kmart was up the road. Okay, let's see. Does anybody remember the old firehouse and, sheriff's station and hotel up in the courthouse? Go ahead.
I think Clyde Evans was originally from the Lima area because there was a huge Clyde Evans as you went in 309 into Lima. And it was nice because they had cheap prices and you just had to bag or box your own stuff, kind of like GFS.
Well, I just remember them being very popular, but yet they didn't last very long.
No. Well, people were lazy. They don't like boxing their own stuff up, I guess. Yeah, the Clyde Evans in Lima isn't there anymore either.
Well, what's going on out here with Aldi, speaking of having to box your own food? You know, are they just remodeling that store, or are they knocking it down to make it bigger? Because what's all the construction zone?
Well, part of it is the parking lot, which is screwing up the other establishments out there because you can't get in. But the parking lot's being repaved, and I had heard that Aldi's interior is being remodeled.
Well, I just can't imagine that they would, because, you know, many times they've repaved parking lots, and I've never seen a store shut down for a period of time like this.
Yeah, I haven't either, so it's always something.
That's right. Well, does anybody know what's going on with that autism building out there where Ryan's and Ponderosa were? It looks like all construction has stopped on that building.
Yeah, I noticed that the other day. I don't know.
Who knows? Maybe people get bright ideas and get halfway through and stop.
Yeah, the shadow knows.
The shadow knows. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, phone lines are open here. Does anybody know those questions? I am not a regular Aldi shopper. I like Aldi. It's a fine store. But I don't know what's going on out there, why they're closed for such a period of time. Are they rebuilding that store? I don't understand why it looks like a construction zone out there. And I thought the building where Ryan's and Ponderosa was, out there in the Meyer parking lot, was turning into some kind of autism center. But it doesn't look like much work has been done in weeks out there. There was a lot of work going on for quite a while, but I don't know what's going on out there. Anybody have any information on that? 740-383-9944. I know Aldi's being closed is throwing a lot of people. Go ahead, caller. Yeah.
Okay, I know where Ponderosa was. The last I heard, they're supposed to put an autism school in there. The school of autistic kids. That was the last I heard.
Well, that's what I heard, but I don't know. I mean, it seems like all the work has stopped out there.
Yeah, that's where it's supposed to be. So we'll have to wait and see.
We'll have to wait and see. Thank you. Does anybody know about this autism building out there where Ryan's and Ponderosa used to be, or what's going on with Aldi? Are they just redoing the parking lot in the inside of the store, or are they extending it? What's going on there? Go ahead, caller.
Out in front of Mowers, that used to be the Ponderosa, or whatever it was. Spectrum or in Time Warner Cable has got a lot to do with that out there. Now, what they're going to do completely with it, I don't know, but I think they're involved in that.
Now, had you heard it was going to be some kind of autism center?
Yeah, I heard that, yeah. If it's Spectrum Cable Company is going to have something involved with it. Now, what, I don't know. Has anybody been in the Spectrum office over here where they are now? They're just overloaded with whatever they got in there. It's just that ain't big enough. Now, where they gonna take a lot of their stuff out there? Have a lot of business there? I don't know, but going in there. Place over here is like going into Fort Knox.
is it on lockdown over there?
I mean, you go over to pay a bill. you gotta go to this, and she'll set you down, and then she'll come and get you. You gotta go to that one, and then you gotta stand in line there. Oh, you're something else. You didn't pay a dadgum Spectrum bill.
Now I'll tell you, this is an interesting question. Do you remember some of the other cable, because they've all operated out of that building. Do you remember some of the other cable companies we've had here in Marion? Now, we have Spectrum right now, but there were about...
It was Time Warner?
It was Time Warner before Spectrum, but there were two even before Time Warner that were in that building.
I've been here. See, I've lived pretty close to that place there. Now, what was in there with them was a TV and appliance was right there, right beside of them. You know, that's a big building. A lot goes on in that building. And that used to be, that whole building used to be. Wait a minute, I think Lockwood Lumber Company, if I can remember that. They operated all of that from Greenwood East, sir.
You know, I always wondered, it's such a long building. What is in there now? What do they do in there?
Well, Lockwood Lumber Company. Lockwood Lumber Company was a big outfit. They'd been in business for a long time, and they did a lot of work. And they did a lot of finish work. Cabinets and so on and so forth, and their workshop is still here. A number of contractors will come in and use build things that's in there that they can build in there. That's where Lockwood Lumber Company build a lot of their finished stuff, and they had lumber from Greenwood to on East here. It's a big long build Wait, I think of the name that owns the whole. I think he owns the whole works, the whole outfit from Greenwood East. Murray, Jack Murray, I think is his name. Now he owns the biggest part, maybe all of that them buildings. So Spectrum ain't got very much. It's got a little spot down there next to Greenwood, but in between there, there used to be a TV and appliance. Right in almost the same room where Spectrum is now, but it just had a little space in between there, and then the TV and appliance was there, right on the east side of them.
That's interesting. I hope, well, maybe somebody will figure out what these other two cable companies were. If it comes to you, give us a buzz back.
Yeah. Well, now, see, Spectrum has got the airway pretty well taken over. I mean, you know, and Time Warner's, they're both together. Spectrum, they just changed the name, and they went haywire. They are. But get to pay your bill. I've been paying bill out for I don't know how many years, and it's something else anymore. I mean, hey, you can fix it up and take it and drop it in, or you can go out and run them machines and pay it there, but I ain't too familiar about these machines. I'm getting too old to learn, so I go over and stand in line, and they'll pay my bill nothing flat when they get to you, but hey, it's something else to get in there, so okay, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Right. Well, I didn't know all this trouble was going on over at Spectrum. See, I pay my bill on, that's one of those bills I pay online for internet. So I haven't been over there and faced the trouble at the Spectrum building. Does anybody know what's going on over there? Or the other two cable companies we haven't mentioned? Or anything else? Go ahead, caller.
And do you remember Service Merchandise being in the plaza?
You know, I don't. Where was that located at?
It was right out front there by the street where the where it turns and goes out towards the street. It was like a catalog showroom.
No, like I don't remember that.
One item on display, and you'd go in and order things out of the catalog, and they'd have stuff back in the back room they'd bring up to you when you bought it. And
now, is
it big in Columbus?
Is the building still there?
Yeah, it's right there on the plaza where it kind of turns and goes out towards the street there, that wing part of the plaza.
Well, that's interesting.
It was Service Merchandise.
Service Merchandise. Well, hey, thanks for the call.
Uh-huh.
Service Merchandise out there at the plaza. You know, there have been a lot of stores at the plaza. Does anybody remember I guess it was furniture? I don't know what you would call it. Was it furniture? I primarily dealt in furniture. The furniture store that was in the plaza right after Big Bear left, does anybody remember that? 740-383-9944, and we're still trying to figure out, it must have went Wells, Kings, Meyer, Farmore, Fulfillment, and Ollie's. Go ahead, caller.
The cable companies, wasn't one Adelphia?
Adelphia.
And then did we have a CATV?
Well, CATV was a cable channel. They weren't the cable company.
They weren't the company.
Yeah, okay. But they were. There was one more before Adelphia. It went Spectrum, Time Warner, Adelphia. But the original cable company in Marion was not Adelphia. It was another one.
Okay. All right.
You're filling in the holes, though.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, there was one more cable company in Marion that preceded Adelphia. It is Spectrum now. Before Spectrum, it was Time Warner. Before Time Warner, it was Adelphia. But before Adelphia, it was another cable company. Does anybody know what that was? 740-383-9944. Now, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp comes up after this show this morning at 10:15 a.m. And Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 4:15 to 5 p.m. And Kelly's going to come in and get her tickets. You know what? We're out of time here today. Can you believe that? Well, we'll come back and do it again tomorrow. Thanks for all the participation. And this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Well, hold on. We'll take the call. Then we'll head for the dugout. One more call here this morning. Go ahead, caller. Caller? Nope, must have hit us late. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Career, especially as a detective, if I went into a room where there's more people around, I did a quick look over of all of them, up and down. Just, and, so I saw Ruby